Larry's calling us from Spanaway. Hi, Larry.
How are you?
I think I'm okay. How are you doing, sir?
Good. Uric acid. I've had high levels of uric acid almost my whole life. My dad had gout, and now I finally had gout, and it's lasted. I've been going to a doctor. Potassium citrate and aspirin. I'm not going to get it right. Anyway, it's like a blood. It's like a blood pressure medicine, aspirin, right? Or and anyway, now they're adding Allen-Pier, if I think I'm right. That's supposed to lower your uric acid levels.
Yeah, but those are patent. Oh boy, we've got a lot of noise in the background here, sir. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It'll better in a second here. So anyway, the Allen, it's a medicine designed that sometimes they give it to patients when they're doing chemo so they don't get kidney stones.
Yeah, sir, but where I'm going with this is those are both patent medicines with adverse effects. Now, for literally centuries, people have been using colchicine to keep their uric acid under control. And yes, that can hurt us too if we take too much of it. But it's been used for so long that people know what the safe doses are. You can only get it from a prescription from a compounding pharmacy. Benjamin Franklin brought colchicine to the United States. He had the gout, and it's been used here ever since. And the reason I mention that one is if we keep the doses under control, it happens to be totally natural and have no side effects. It's only you can overdose on it. Hasn't anybody tried you on colchicine, sir?
Colchicine?
Colchicine.
How do you spell it?
C-O-L-C-H-I, colchicine, C-I-N-E, C-O-L-C-H-I-C-I-N-E. Now, here's the one rub on it, sir. Prior to one company getting the FDA into the act, you could get the stuff for 10 cents a pill. Now you got to pay about $8 a pill. Maybe it's $6 or $7. I am not kidding you. But if one goes online to a Canadian pharmacy, you can still get it for 8 to 10 cents a pill because the Canadian health authorities don't have this big deal of granting people monopolies on stuff that's been around for a couple of hundred years like the FDA does.
Okay.
So, yes, one has to go out of their way to get the stuff, but it's natural and it helps. Now, let me give you a couple of other things to think about, too, though. If I were going to write a prescription for the gout, I would be writing a colchicine prescription. But there's other things that are non-prescription, and we'll get to those after our break here. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure.
I think we had the commercial announcement I was going to do, so I won't do it, and we'll get back over here to Larry. Are you still there, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Well, having told you that colchicine would be my choice for a prescription medicine if we need one, because it is a natural molecule, having told you that, I next get to tell you that I hardly ever have to write a prescription for it. And here's why. Now, I keep saying this. I wish it were respected in the halls of science, but our ancestors were just about as smart and just about as dumb collectively as we all are. And back in the 1800s, no kidding, some doc decided to investigate why it was that gout sufferers liked to go to certain health spas. Remember, health spas were a really big deal in the late 1800s. And they didn't like to go to other health spas. And so he figured there must be something in the water because they'd go soak themselves in all the health spas. But they said they felt best in these health spas. So anyway, he got water specimens from the different health spas, the ones the gout sufferers liked and the ones the gout sufferers didn't. And he analyzed them. And what do you know, the springs that people like to soak in, the gout sufferers, had the element lithium in them. And the other places where the gout sufferers didn't accumulate didn't have any lithium in the water. So next he exercises his brain, and he gets a couple of large glass containers that you can see through, and pours water into them. Okay. And then he puts lithium into one of those glass containers, and no lithium, just water in the other glass container. He gets himself some uric acid, and he starts stirring it into the one with just water. And after he'd stirred in so much, well, it started to crystallize. And that's what causes the pain in gout. It's not the uric acid itself. It's the uric acid after it crystallizes into long, needle-sharp points and hurt like hell. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so then he starts stirring the uric acid into the container that has the lithium water, And what do you know? He can stir a whole lot more uric acid in there before it starts to crystallize. So he says, voila, lithium stops crystallization of uric acid, at least to a certain point, and it does it a hell of a lot better. Excuse my language. It does it a heck of a lot better than the water did. Oh, well, duh. Why don't we take advantage of that in modern medicine? Oh, because it's old-fashioned. Well, you know my thoughts on that one. All right, so one of the first things I do is point out that lithium in low doses has all kinds of advantages. It helps us grow new brain cells. It helps the mitochondria, more mitochondria be operated. Be formed, that's what I'm looking for. It helps protect neurons against any chemical toxin they've ever been exposed to, blah, blah, blah. You can read all up on the health benefits of low-dose lithium. And so I'll ask people who I'm working with gout to use at most 20 milligrams a day because there's no reports of any harm with that, and you can get it off the shelf in your local natural food store and the Toma Dispensary and compounding pharmacies and places such as that. And oh, guess what? It also protects against Alzheimer's disease. There's articles on that one. But it keeps uric acid from crystallizing. The second thing I do is quote Annals of Internal Medicine or one medical journal very much like that, I forget. And in there, they warned all the doctors, oh my goodness, don't have people take too much vitamin C. And why were they warning them that? Because the vitamin C lowered the level of uric acid in the bloodstream. It did. Well, what's the matter with that? Oh, my goodness. Where does it go? It goes out in the urine, and it might give them uric acid kidney stones. Well, what was so dumb about that article is at that time, there was a widely used anti-gout medicine called probenecid, and it was a patent medicine. And what did it do? It lowered the serum uric acid, and all the uric acid went out in the urine, and nobody ever had a uric acid kidney stone from probenecid. So what are they thinking about warning people about vitamin C for doing the same thing probenecid did? And how much vitamin C did it take? It took 2 to 3 grams twice a day. That's rather more than most of us take. But you can try a before and after on yourself if you feel like it. Take 2 grams, maybe take 3 grams twice a day. Do that for a while and see what happened to your uric acid. And by the way, nearly everybody tells me it goes down. So what I do is just those two things. Have some vitamin C, have some uric acid. And it's very rare.
You can't get enough vitamin C, like oranges. I eat oranges all the time, but not enough, obviously.
Not enough, sir. Not enough. You'd have to eat probably half a bushel of oranges to get up to 6 grams total in a day, that is. So anyway, sir, the people I work with who previously had the gout, I tell them one other thing that you probably know about, and that is that fructose, particularly anything that's high fructose corn syrup or anything that has added fructose to it, and I'm not talking about eating an apple here, I'm talking about added fructose, raises the uric acid. So you stay away from that, and I'll tell people, well, you can do that, or you can take this colchicine over here, which is a prescription, and get it up in Canada for eight cents a pill instead of the $8, or maybe it's $7 it's charged in the United States right now. Or you can try out the vitamin C and the uric acid, and guess what most people opt for, and it works for nearly everybody, sir.
And the lithium would be a second choice?
No, the vitamin C and the lithium go together, sir. We first want to get the uric acid level down, then we want to keep it from crystallizing.
Okay, but you said 20 low doses, 20 milligram a day would be the max.
That would be the max, sir.
The lithium, and 2 to 3 grams twice a day for the vitamin C.
Correct. And if you have any doubts about this, check with a physician who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome.
The other one, I told them I don't want to take this long term. You know, they're doing another. I've only been taking it for Allen Pier or whatever for like 2 weeks, I guess. And it makes me kind of tired. And, you know, it doesn't, at first it makes you almost sick and then it's better, but it's not a good thing to take, I can tell.
Well, your body's telling you something there, sir. You're right.
Yeah, that's okay. So, but that's what okay, well, great. Thanks for your help. I sure appreciate it.
You're welcome and good luck with that, sir. And remember, anybody got any doubts about any of this? Please check with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine before even starting.